podcast. Today is Friday, March 19th. We have no Brandon Adams today. He's tied up, so felt like a good opportunity to go through some NHL stuff on Superdraft. I've been enjoying the NHL contests there, and I think fun contest style to play. Some really good opportunities to leverage correlation and team stacking opportunities in kind of ways that maybe aren't super advantageous for basketball. So I do think a fun format for that. So jumping right into it, a pretty small slate, only five games. Starting at the goalie position, I think is a good place to start. Interesting player pool from a goalie standpoint. There aren't, like, Vitek Vanacek, who we're projecting as the highest post-multiplier goalie, is the only goalie with a high multiplier on the slate. I think the next highest multiplier is his opponent, Alexander Georgiev, at 1.55, so 0.45x down from Vanacek. Just like looking at that game in general, you know, it's odd that Vanacek has the higher multiplier by such a wide margin. I'm seeing the Caps as minus 135 to win the game. So Vanacek, the favored goalie. You know, we know New York put up a bunch of goals earlier this week. I think they had like a nine goal game. But in general, you know, I think a decent enough spot for Vanacek, who is a decent enough goalie. And at 2x, like, the pricing on him is just so compelling compared to the rest of the slate. As I'm running lineups, even with substantial bounce on player projections, Vanacek is slipping into a lot of lineups. I have the bounce currently turned up to 20%, which is, I think, on the high side. So really making strong efforts to diminish the return on player projections as they get rostered more and more. And Vanacek is appearing in 55% of the top 20 optimals that I'm generating with some other rules in play. So that's just a really strong projection on him, and would figure that he will be featured in a lot of lineups if you're building optimals. You add to that that the Rangers aren't really projecting super well as an offense. So for tournament builds, I'm trying to impose the rule that I can't roster a goalie against any opposing skaters that are facing him on the same roster. So at times, sometimes we see good goalies get squeezed a little bit by the strength of their skaters that are opposing them. Not really the case with Vanacek. I mean, he's fitting into a lot of lineups. Georgiev is actually the second most frequent goalie in this set. Well, let's see. Georgiev and Jake Allen are both featured in 20% of lineups. So that trio of Georgiev, Allen, and Vanacek really making up the bulk of builds as I'm running it now. Both those guys towards the top. I mean, Allen's at 1.45x along with a number of other 1.45 guys, but those are really the three highest multiplier points on the slate. Vanacek at 2, Georgiev at 1.55, and Jake Allen from Montreal at 1.45. And, you know, the thing with Allen is he's going up against a Vancouver offense that has some formidable skaters like Brock Boeser, projecting favorably for us. He's on Vancouver's second forward line and on their first power play line. He's finding his way into a number of optimals at a rate of 35% based on the rules that I have imposed now. So, you know, maybe that is pushing Jake Allen's ownership down a little bit, but for the most part, it seems like Vanacek, Georgiev, and you know, are kind of the two front runners as far as exposure goes. So looking at lines that stand out, typically we see a lot of the top aggregated lines of the forward one variety, but there are a number of forward two lines that are slipping into the mix and I think are fine to optimize around. St. Louis is coming in right now as the top projected line on the slate for us. So what that means is we are looking at the aggregated post-multiplier projection of all players on that line. So a lot of that's coming from David Perron, who has been a highly productive skater, winger for St. Louis. He's skating on their forward two line, but playing on their first power play line. So I think a really nice guy to build around, who is kind of not on the forward one line, so might get a little under-owned, but it seems like in night to night, Perron carries pretty strong ownership, but I expect him to have plenty of opportunity even on that second forward line. He's on the Blues main power play line. So I think a guy that you can stack up. Justin Falk, another skater on St. Louis, he's skating or projected to skate on St. Louis's second power play line and is on their first defense line. But I think just two good, like, independent plays who have some routes to correlating with one another. And then Ryan O'Reilly, the center on that St. Louis forward two line, is projecting quite favorably at 1.55x. And he's also skating with Perron in that power play one line as well for St. Louis. So two guys I think that are appearing in a ton of our optimals. We have Perron in 80% and O'Reilly in 80% as well. Have some rules where I have pretty much the set of, like, the looks like five best forward lines, and demanding that lineups consist of at least two players from any of the five best forward lines and consist of at least three players from any of the six best power play lines, power play one lines that we're projecting. And yeah, with those rules in mind, getting a ton of Perron and O'Reilly both skating on the same forward and power play line. Falk coming in a decent bit as well, in 50%, but that's not going to be due to any sort of line rules. He is not skating, not projected to skate with the Blues power play one line. So not really too upset about getting Falk just naturally filling into lineups with Perron and O'Reilly, seeing as there are routes to them being on the same ice together in kind of even strength line shifts, just if the defense and forward lines kind of match up, where the St. Louis D1 and forward two rather are on the ice at the same time. So like that, you know, possibility a good bit. And that St. Louis one power play line is projecting quite well for us, mostly coming from Perron and O'Reilly. Looks like the other guy who is getting in there a good bit is Braden Shin, who I don't recognize by name. I think, as mentioned, not a huge hockey guy, is on St. Louis's forward one line starting center. So, you know, that, like, trio of guys is coming in a good bit of lineups where we are going with pretty much two St. Louis centers. Shen and the other two forward two line guys, Perron and O'Reilly, have not as much opportunity to overlap given that they only are on the same power play line, but still, I think, you know, some potential non-overlap risk that we're willing to take on, given that those three guys are a part of St. Louis's power play one line that we're projecting to be quite effective tonight. Drew Doughty, defenseman for Los Angeles, part of their starting defensive pair and also on their lead power play line, is finding his way into a ton of lineups, 65%. He works in really a number of different ways. I think you could play him solo and, you know, feel pretty good about him as just like a one-off player. You know, as a defender, he can get points through block shots, can also factor in as a goal scorer or assister. You know, there's also routes to getting some of the Los Angeles power play line. We have Kopitar and Kempe appearing in 45 and 50% of optimals as is. So while Kopitar and Kempe don't project quite as well on an individual basis, just by virtue of being on that power play line with Doughty, there's, I think they are projecting well enough to find themselves in a good bit of optimals. And again, this is with, you know, 20% bounce. So really, turning down these projections of guys as they continue to get rosters. So I think just shows you the strength of that, you know, projection for Doughty and just the strength of the Los Angeles power play one line as a whole. And Kempe and Kopitar also playing. They're the two wings on Los Angeles's forward starting forward line. So I think that trio like has good routes to correlation where, you know, you get all three of them playing on the same power play line. You got Kempe and Kopitar playing on the same forward line. And of course, there's going to be plenty of opportunity for Doughty, Kempe, and Kopitar to be on the ice, even in even strength, when those starting defensive pair and starting forward line up for Los Angeles. So I think that looks like a pretty strong, you know, line to build lineups through. Some individual guys that are just sticking out as really strong standalone plays, and I think make for really good one-off plays. Mitch Marner, you know, is a pretty productive skater for Toronto. They're starting right wing. He's been stuck in kind of this mid to high one multiplier range. He's at 1.65 and seems to be a guy who just has a very high likelihood of paying off at that multiplier level. I feel like he and Alexander Barkov for Florida are two guys that are just regulars in our cash game optimal lineups. So I think finding Marner in just as one-off plays in tournament lineups makes a ton of sense. Unfortunately, he isn't figuring to be a part of a whole lot of like Toronto stacks. His line is a good real life line, but you know, Austin Meadows, like a great skater, but he's only at 1.05x. And while he's got a really strong raw projection, his multiplier just doesn't allow him to be a super strong, like post multiplier projection. Thornton, the starting center for Toronto, we just have a poor raw projection on him. He's at 1.7x multiplier. So between the weak kind of raw projection of Thornton and the super costly and low multiplier of Matthews, you're going to get more of Marner as a one-off play. I think that's a fine way to go as a Marner goal assisted by, say, an Austin Meadows at 1.05x isn't going to kill you if you don't have Meadows and you do have Marner, and vice versa. You know, if Marner sets up a Meadows goal, obviously you'd rather be on the goal scoring end of that combo, but at 1.05x to really get buried by Meadows, Austin Matthews, not Austin Meadows of MLB DFS intrigue. You know, you're not going to get buried by Matthews unless he's putting up a 2+ goal game, which, you know, certainly, and like, I don't know, even at 2+ goals, not so sure that you're going to get buried by all Matthews lineups. Feel like you see it time and time again with like McDavid and Leon Dreisaitl. I don't know how to say his name. You know, both these guys are at 1x and they put up massive, you know, box scores, but it really takes them, you know, 3+ points for them to, you know, really bury their opponents in some of these. Like, I don't know that Superdraft has any super large field hockey tournaments, but even some of their like 100 player or 100, 100 entry tournaments, it really just takes a massive, massive game for these low multiplier players to be a part of, you know, 100+, you know, field tournament winning lineups. If you are going to roster Meadows, you know, it does feel like you have to have a guy like Marner or Thornton in that lineup. It's just not going to be enough to get only fantasy points for the Meadows goal or assist at 1.05x and not make attempts to capitalize on some of the higher multipliers of his line mates. Another line to keep an eye on is that San Jose starting forward line, Kane, Kocher, Logan Kocher, and LeBlanc all project reasonably well, none exceptionally well, but it's just a pretty balanced line with a number of guys who, you know, have decent projections, all kind of mixing together. LeBlanc leads the way in terms of post-multiplier projection. he's got that high multiplier of 1.9x. So the pairing of Kane and LeBlanc could be one that we see in a number of our optimals if we're making reasonable attempts to stack lineups. So hope that gives you some ideas for some lines to target, some goalies to target in Super Draft NHL contest tonight. As mentioned, I think a really fun format where there's really massive rewards for stacking players together on the same line and identifying lines with productive players who have substantial multipliers and making sure we're avoiding rostering goalies against opposing skaters. So best of luck to you guys tonight. Encourage you to check out those NHL contests.